Now, again, we come to something quite wonderful. In verse 4 through 7, we have the security of God. Will you notice this? There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Now, some say this is poetry. It's a song, that it's figurative. It's a symbol. The river's a reality. And I believe that we have here a river that speaks of the supply and refreshment that God gives today. And that river is God's Word here. And you have a river mentioned in the Word of God in a very definite way over in Ezekiel. A river that flows out from the throne of God, and that there's great blessing. This river's as real as the Mississippi River or any other river. And we are told that the blessed man, he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And yonder in the New Jerusalem, we see that he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. And the Lord Jesus said to that woman at the well, "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture saith, out of his inmost being will flow living waters." What a wonderful statement we have here. And God is in the midst of her. What a picture we have in that. And I keep on reading now. "She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge." And Selah, stop looking, listen again. This is very important for us to consider here. Now the judgment floods have spent their force, they're gone. And now flows forth this stream of living water. A stream that Ezekiel saw, and Zechariah speaks of it. And we find that it's in the book of Revelation. And here is this wonderful, glorious river that supplies the needs of God's saints. And they're all planted right by it.